The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabur Beis Medrash Gevaya, and Mechaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Ksubas Adaf Lametesim at Beis, in discussing the din of Mefuta, which means a woman who was seduced and convinced to be Mezana, says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuha, Moshel the Mefuta Lama Adavar Doyma. What can we compare Mefuta to? La'odam sha'amal l'chaveri krashi royin shaliva hafter. To someone who says to his friend, rip my beautiful silk garments and you'll be exempt from paying the damages. Taisis right away in the Ramas L'kra says, Alpha gabdali omra almanas lifter. The Gemara and Bava Kama elaborates on the din of kra almanas lifter. Krakstusiva hafter and so on and so forth. And the general difference between the two cases there in the Gemara and the end of Achayvel. In Baba Kama, the Gimel Amad Aleph is, whether you said, break my pot, rip my clothing, and you didn't specifically state, and if you do so, you will not be obligated, you will be potter. Or if you actually said, krak susi after you said, and you will be potter. So Taisa is asking that how could you compare the case of the foot that the krak susi vi potter, over here you didn't say you potter. Over here, because she's going to have enjoyment, she was Michael Legamri. This causes us to wonder about what exactly the guidelines of Krak Susi V. Potter are, and specifically how they apply to the din of Mefuta. Number one, there's a great controversy about whether or not somebody could be Michael the Knas in our Perek. Starting with the Yerushalmi here in Eilun Aris, which is discussed by Tosfos in the beginning of the Perek on Daf Chaf Tesam and Aleph, as well as the Ran, B'Shem, the Ramban, and at the end of the Perek on Daf Mem, Yudal Ramad Aleph, and the Daf Erif, they discuss about whether or not one has the ability to be Meichel the Knas, obviously very much pertaining to Mefuta, because that is somewhat of a way of being Meichel the Knas. Of course, knas is a question in its own way, because knas, we know, is not really a significant money until the Bezdin Paskin that there's a Chiv knas. Even if an action which is going to trigger that psak took place, the actual owing of the money has not yet officially formulated itself until Bezdin actually comes down with the gavel and says that the Chiv of knas is obligatory in this specific scenario. That being said, the Ramban, as quoted by the Ran there on Daf Mem, says two reasons why he thinks that Mefuta should not have to pay knas. Number one, he says, because even though perhaps knas is not necessarily moment until a mother bedin and so on and so forth, however, this is not an actual mechila and akna, he says, this is like a siluk. And just like a person could say din v'dvar mainly v'nechsayich, and sort of remove himself before it actually comes to be, and it doesn't have to be fueled by the whole rules of akna, so too a person can be mesalik themselves from the Tashlumei Knas. That's the first reason the Ran brings B'Shem the Ramban. And the second one, he says, is that it's a mechila on the Maisa. That since you're allowing him to do this Maisa, so it's like a good old Krak Susi, like the Gemara is saying over here. And therefore, since it's a mechila on the Maisa, there would not be a Chiv of Knas. There's a fascinating question from Taisus on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph later on in the fifth Perek, where he discusses that since the Torah says that if Reuben breaks Shimon's Kaili, or if Reuben damages Shimon's clothing, there's a parsha of Hezek, a din of Nezikin, which obligates the Mazik to pay the Nezik. So if the Nezik would actually say, break my clothing or break my utensil and you'll be potter, it's Masna Mashikos of Atayra, Taisus asks. And how is it possible for somebody to even do such a thing? That's what Taisus asks in Afnan Vov. Interestingly enough, the Rishonim over there say that the teretz is that the din of Mechila on a Maisa Hezek is Kilu is Kabalti. In other words, they seem to be saying that forgiving the payment of a hezek in any which way of forgiving on a maisa hezek is contradictory to the Torah's rules that a person who's mazik has to pay. And the only way that these rishonim allow this to go through is by saying that kiilu is kabalti. That is the famous interesting concept of mechila kiilu is kabalti, which means that mechila doesn't mean that I am forgiving and therefore just nullifying and deleting the whole reason to pay, but rather it's keiluk iskabalti, it's as if I got it in my pocket. So yes, the Torah said that if you're mazik you have to pay, and yes, you do have to pay, and if you don't pay, it's going to be contradictory to the tailor-made order of how the Torah wants this to go. However, mechila keilu iskabalti means that it's actually as if the mazik is saying, the nizik is saying, I got the money from the mazik literally. That is how the Rishonim answer the question. Taisus, however, asks the question, and Taisus answers, you're right. You cannot detonate the Maisa Ezek in any way, and since the Torah says the Maisa Ezek has to pay, that's how it's going to be. And the only way you could do it is by being Meichel the funds. So the Ksesa Chayshin, in the end of the Sefer, in Simitav Chav Talid, brings down this Taisin Ksubis, and he therefore says that the holding of Krak Susi can only apply in the method of being Meichel the Tashlumen, but not that you could actually detonate the Maisa. This is quite interesting, as the Ksesa Chayshin himself, earlier in Simon Reish Menvov, seems to subscribe to the concept of mechila, of a forgiving on the actual maisa, as opposed to just on the monies. In other words, the Ketzayis HaKhoishan in Simon Reish Menvov says that if I tell you that you could break my clothing, or break my pots and pans, it's not just that I am forgiving you the payment of the Din Nezik and the Tashlumen and the Torah, but rather I am actually allowing you to do the maisa, and therefore by no means, says the Ketzayis, can this be deemed as a maisa ezek. Why the mazik told him to do it, he's letting him do it. And therefore, it seems like the Ketzayis himself is discussing two different options of how to explain krak susi, which means an allowed maisa hezek by the mazik. Either that it's a mechila on the maisa hezek, which like it sounds like from the Ramban we mentioned earlier, and the end of the perek in the Ran, or it's an actual mechila on the tashlumah. It's actually fascinating food for thought to wonder about this. If Reuven tells Shimon that he could break his bike, so does that mean now that it's not a maisa hezek at all, or no? Since the Torah said that if you break Reuven's bike, you gotta pay, there's no way to undo that. It's very interesting. Can we say that that's not a contradiction to the Torah since the mazik's allowing it, or somehow Taisus seems to say that it has to do with masna mashikas of a Torah? Very interesting point to ponder. But anyway, getting back to our Taisus and our sugya, there's a couple interesting points here locally. First of all, Taisus said, "Va'alfa gav deloy omra almanas lipster." If you look in the Gemara carefully there, in the end of Achayvel, it sounds like the only time you have to say Almanas Lifter is by a Shomer, where he already has previously existing obligations and responsibilities to take good care of this object. However, if a guy comes to you out of the blue and says Krak Susi, then even if he doesn't say the Hafter, it sounds like he's Potter. And that's how the Chesha Mishpat Paskins in the Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Pei. He says the Feirish that if you say Krak Susi alone, you're Potter. And if you're a Shomer, then you have to say Krak Susi v'hafter, otherwise the Shomer would be Chayiv. It sounds like, generally speaking, you do not have to say v'hafter. And that, of course, is the Halacha of Ruach. Taisus, however, sounds like, no, if you don't say v'hafter, then you would be Chayiv. Now, of course, there's no way to assume Halacha l'maisa, that if you call a demolition company and tell them to demolish your house, and when they call you to pay them, you tell them actually where to send you the check, because they were krak susi, and you didn't say v'hafter. First of all, because again, we paskin that even without v'hafter, you're potter in damages in general. And second of all, because if you call the demolition company, you obviously mean they should do the job for pay. And by telling them that they're going to get paid, it's obviously clear that you're not going to have to get money from them, that they're not going to have to pay you, I'm saying. Now, back to the Taisus. So Taisus asks that even though he didn't say the after, but since there was anas v'ilo, we can assume that she was Michael Agamri. And the Chuvah Sabach and Simulam Tess discusses this, as well as many others, a very interesting idea, when you say you have to say the after and when not. But all in all, the Gemara is comparing the din of Mefuteh to Krak Shiroi and Shali the after. Now the Gemara asks Akash on this. What do you mean, Shali, Davu, and Inu? It's not a comparison to say that when she's in the foot, it's as if she's saying to rip her own clothing, because it's not her own clothing. It's her father's. Because we know that a Naira is Rishus Avia, and he gets all the knots. So why are you saying it's comparable to Krak Susi? She has no rights on this. It's her father's. This Gemara's question is very interesting, based on everything we've discussed. And it's twofold. Number one, apparently, this goes more with the Tzad, that the mechila is going to be on the money somehow. Because if the mechila is on the actual maisa, it's hard to imagine that the father is a bailam on the maisa. Because she's an adult in her own right, she is 12 already, and therefore, if she allows you to do it, then the Ketzayis and Simon Reish Menvov at least holds that that is a mechila and it detonates the whole maisa from being a maisa ezek or a maisa of ma'anis, and therefore, even if the father is supposed to eventually get the money, she still should be able to be Michael the maisa. If you say, however, she's being Meichel the Mominus somehow, albeit a Knas, and not yet established, then at least we can understand that she might not have a right to be Meichel her father's money. Moreover, there's a huge issue that comes up in Tosis over there in the beginning of the paragraph of Tesamet Aleph, as well as the Rashba here earlier on Lamed Vavim with Beis and other Rishayim, about what exactly the gether is of the Knas. Is it a chiv directly to the father, or is it a chiv that goes to the daughter? It's just as a din that the father reaps the benefits and eventually gets the bank, which all the money that comes to the daughter. Similar to the famous Hakira by an Eved, the Rishayim and Ketushin Chav Gimel, if the money goes to the Eved and then to the Adin, or is it a direct line straight to the Adin and he owns everything, Bakol Mikol Kol? Again, this is discussed by the Rishayim. It's quite tedious and very, very complicated, and Reb Baruch Ber and Bir Chashmul, as well as the Chiddush of Shirei, discusses this at great length. All in all, what I'm trying to say is that if it's two steps, and first it goes to her, and then to the father, then perhaps she would have even been able to be Michael the money. Because yes, the father eventually is supposed to get all the money, but first it goes to her. So if she was Michael it, not only perhaps she should be able to be Michael the Maisa, could be she should even be able to be Michael the money. The Lashon of the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak is Elu Nairis, Sheyesh Lahen Knas. I believe I once heard from my father, why does it say Elu Nairis, Sheyesh Lahen Knas? Why doesn't it say Shechayev Alehen Knas? Perhaps it's a diakal that first it goes to her and then it goes to the father. I believe the Rashash maybe also talks about this in the beginning of the parak. Come to think of it, I actually think the Rashash might discuss some of the things we've discussed over here on the Flamet Testament base as well. Just want to mention that you could really do this the other way around as well, that even if it's a mechila on the maisa, there is a possibility that the father is such a strong bailam on the naira that he could even be a bailam on the maisa. And even if normally a person has the ability to say, hit me or break my kalim, and he could be mafkiya the tyrus maisa ezek, he could detonate the deed, the action, from being damaged altogether. But perhaps where the naira is so much in the possession of her father to the extent that she wouldn't even have the jurisdiction to allow him to do this, and it would still remain a non-mafut act, a non-permissible act. It would not be considered a mazik rishus because he's the main owner and not her. Just one more point to end with. The fact that he said over here, krak susi, or she said, I should say, it would have been more appropriate for the Gemara to compare this to pitsauni, be mazik me physically, as opposed to being mazik my kalim. And perhaps that's why Taisa says, even though you didn't say Almanas Lifter, because when you do say Pitsauni, damage my physical goof as opposed to my Kalim, you do have to say Almanas Lifter, and had you not said Almanas Lifter, that would be not enough to detonate the Maizdezik and you would be Chayiv. So Taisa's question does make sense. The question only is, why did the Gemara say Krashiroyanchali and not Kraksusi? That's for, I'm sorry, not Pitsauni, be Mazik my physical goof as opposed to just my utensils. But that's for another time.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.